Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our first responders are always there when you need them, but they may not be because of these mandates. We're going to be talking to a firefighter of 32 years' experience about what he is going through. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, and our very special guest, we're going to refer to him as John Doe, a firefighter captain with 32 years' experience in Arizona. We won't locate the specific place in Arizona. Welcome to Faith and Freedom, John.
Thank you, sir, Matt. I appreciate it. Thank you for the offer. It's great to be here this morning. I appreciate everything that you guys are doing.
Now, in your situation, you're a captain. You've been a firefighter for 32 years. You've seen all kinds of things, put your lives in danger all the time, worked through COVID, worked in the early days when we really didn't know much about this. You literally went to people that you had to rescue or save in different kinds of situations who may have had COVID, you didn't know. And now as you're moving into 2021, you now face this mandate that originated from a September 9 mandate from Joe Biden regarding federal contractors and subcontractors. And then your fire department under that particular municipality said, oh, well, you have so many federal contracts that all of you now are federal contractors, so you have to comply with these COVID shots. What are you experiencing? What has happened since then? And I also want to talk after that about what are you seeing as a first responder that is different, the same, or unusual in a way with regards to the symptoms of people that you're helping?
So what we've seen is this has brought a ton of anxiety upon my fellow firefighters and
I was
families.
Just thinking that, too. I mean, you're under tremendous stress in helping to save lives, and now this must have caused even more stress on you guys.
Holly, you are exactly correct. I tell the guys that I work with, I've been for the first 30 years of being in this organization, I absolutely love what I do. I've been a paramedic for 23 years, been a firefighter totally for 30. I love being a medic. I love being a firefighter. I've always loved my job. I love serving the public as a public servant. I really love the job. Now I'm getting older and starting to get a little tired. But, the last 2 years have just been brutal. I don't know how else to say it. The politics that have entered into our organization, coming down from our city leadership, coming down from our fire department leadership, and actually from our union leadership also, have just, it's, this topic is on the table no matter where you go, 24/7 within our fire stations now. And it's affecting our guys, and we're talking guys and girls. I mean, we've got females working with our department also. It's affecting all of us to where it's we come to work, it's affecting our staffing. And it's also affecting once we get there. It's just people are so embroiled in what is going on here and what's going to happen today and what's going to change. And it's affecting even atmospheres within our fire stations.
And you never know what's going to change from day to day.
Right.
No, sir, we don't. And that's part of the major issue here. And that's what frustrates me so much. As you come into a station and I look at the guys walking in or the shift that we're relieving, and my first question is, well, what changed yesterday?
Yeah. And so, the mandate that I have in front of me from the city to all the employees, which would include you, says that you have to get the COVID shot by a certain time. Otherwise, you will be facing discipline, including termination. And they say, don't necessarily depend upon the accommodations because they're not guaranteed. You might request one, but they're not guaranteed. But you are guaranteed, if you don't get the shots and don't have an exemption, that you will face discipline. Now, I just don't understand, but this is happening across the country. First responders, healthcare workers, men and women in the military that fight for our freedom. Mm-hmm. All yes. of you are heroes, and you've worked through COVID, and now you're being treated like this. It's just unbelievable. Now, fortunately, two federal courts have stopped this mandate from the federal government. And so that's not in effect right now from a federal government standpoint, but you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. As a firefighter, I know obviously you have chosen not to get the COVID shot. Many of your colleagues have chosen to do that as well. And without a religious or medical exemption, you'll be terminated from the job that you love and the job that needs you. What have you seen with regards to being first responders and EMS, with regards to people who you have had to be called into to help? Is there a difference? Have you seen an uptick of any kind of medical condition with regards to the COVID shots?
Yeah, just within the areas that I work within this city, we've seen a huge increase in what we call CODES. And these are people that have had a heart attack that we get on scene that their hearts aren't working.
This is not somebody who just has some chest pain and you may find them sitting in a chair at the airport. This is somebody whose heart stopped.
Yes, sir. And, you know, actually, I'm going to tell you, Matt, it's both. I mean, we're seeing a lot more people having heart attacks where they are sitting in the chair talking to us and they don't know what's going on. Or we've seen it where the people are laying dead on the floor and, you know, we're even having maybe shock them back to life or there's somebody there doing CPR when we get on scene.
What about seizures? Are you seeing an increase in seizures?
The second biggest thing that we've seen is we're in an area of the city where there's a lot of travelers and we have seen a huge increase in first-time seizures.
You were saying to us before off the air that you were sitting in the morning having coffee with changes of shifts and somebody said, have you noticed that we're getting a lot more CODES, which means people whose heart has stopped? And then the conversation started to mushroom and people are sharing their experiences about how many more CODES, heart problems, seizures, et cetera, that you're seeing, particularly at the airports and other places.
And particularly those people that haven't had these issues before, correct?
Exactly. When I'm 63 years old. So when you go on a patient let's say in the airport and you start asking some medical history when they just came in on a plane, maybe had a seizure or in the airport in a terminal, and you start asking them in their medical history and you're thinking, okay, well, we were on the way into this call knowing that this person had a seizure. You automatically think that they have a history of this throughout their life. And it started at a young age because that's normally up until the COVID vaccines, what we saw. But when you start asking them questions and they're kind of looking at you puzzled or their spouse is with you, looking at you puzzled and saying, he's never had a seizure before in his life.
And they can verify they've had the shot, right?
Yeah, and I know that for me, it's always a red flag to me when now that we're finding this is something that we've learned over the last 2 years and are questioning our patients as medics. It's like, wow, you know what? I'm going to start asking if they've had the vaccine. And it's that correlation.
And
with
you
these,
see
these,
that time after time after time.
Yes,
after
sir.
Time.
That has happened a lot. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Co-workers, you know, I've heard of people that have had co-workers that, you know, now that we got people going and getting boosters and they're coming down. I had a friend of mine the other day. In fact, it was at the rally. I ran into him. I hadn't seen him. He's a retired firefighter. And he was telling me about somebody that's related to his daughter. And it turned out that this individual she had gotten the full set of vaccines about a year ago. Everything seemed to be okay. She just went back in and got the booster. 4 days later, a couple of days later, she ends up in the hospital, and 4 days later, she was dead.
Unbelievable. Well, John, thank you for your service. And from all of the listeners, I know we owe you and men and women like you, first responders, those in the healthcare profession, those in the military, we just owe you a debt of gratitude and our appreciation as well. And we will do everything we can to stand with you and others. Thank you for sharing your story. We'll continue to walk with you through this process so that you can have the choice. You shouldn't be forced. And as a first responder, you are so needed now more than ever. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You can also go to lc.org/vaccine.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.